From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Before, and I'll say it again, every time I hear that song, it's radio time.
This is I'm in the mood today to hear that entire song, man. That's 6 minutes or whatever it is, and yeah.
Today's the day. Right on.
Anxious to hear that whole song. Hey, welcome back to TGO Radio. Jeff just showed me a picture of a pizza that was fucking burnt to a crisp, but it's just ordered a Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian style. Give it to me Hawaiian style.
I fucking lost my
shit. Nope, not yet. Throw that fucker back in.
God damn, is that funny. And of course, you know, a month from now, who am I going, what? Hawaiian? What? Pizza? What?
Oh, yeah. We move on to something else.
Yeah, now I know.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's whatever the tragedy is a month from now. It'll be a whole new tragedy a month
tragedy
from now.
Tragedy of the month.
Yeah. Let's welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody.
Yeah.
Recording on August 16th.
It's fucking middle of the month already. What the fuck?
And I keep pestering Jeff about this, but I've asked him like five times to let me build a tiny house at the back of his expansive, really. I mean, he'd never
palatial. Palatial estate.
He'd never see me if I had a tiny house out here. He'd never, ever, ever see me.
The palatial fucking grounds here at.
Yeah.
At, yeah.
Do you have a name for this place yet?
I don't do that. You do that. I should. I suppose I really should, because this is it. I mean, this is where I die, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I may have to get some up here instead of where I'm at. My fucking neighbors, man. Golly.
Right here puts you still close to much more, you know, many more opportunities to work.
Yeah.
South of the border.
That's true.
You know, you go any, you know, much further that way and you're going to be burning up gas. So this area is nice.
Boy, I went to the casino, the big one.
You know, you ought to get a job there.
Buddy? Yeah, I know. But I don't want to be just a fucking schmuck walking around putting tickets in fucking machine. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be in it.
You already are.
No.
You're a schmuck walking around putting your money in their machines.
Yes, big difference. Big difference. But I want to be in it. If I'm going to be in that business, yeah, I want to be in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't
moving
wanna
and shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, man.
Booking the venue with fucking acts and shit.
Boy. Maybe not that, but, you know, like, I want to be in it and not just some dude.
Not fucking cleaning up everybody else's.
No. No, fucking exactly. Cigarettes picking up their, and throwing their beer bottles away. Fuck you. And they're gambling. There's guys retirement age pushing carts around, you know, picking up beer bottles and shit. I'm like, fuck that. Just in time for me to retire, I read a story yesterday that said that, you know, well, they're probably going to have to cut benefits way back in 2033 or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, just in time. Great. That's good. Well, we've only known that for 50 fucking years. We couldn't get, push it on to the next politician.
I will say this. If I cannot retire at 62 and a half, I am quitting the job that I do and going to do something else. And yeah. I don't care if it's Walmart greeter. I give them people...
You know what?
Another maybe 10 years.
Maybe that's how I should think about that. I've given my employer 3.5 years, just about 3.5, and maybe it's just time. Maybe if I, you know, maybe I have to wash dishes for $14 an hour for a few months to find something. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's just time. I don't know.
Have something first. Yeah. Take a big fucking steamy pile of shit right on your desk. That'll let them know.
I should fucking. Upper deck the toilet too, and the fucking toilet off the showroom. I should upper deck that bad.
Yeah, there you go. You got a showroom?
Yeah.
What do you got a showroom for?
Kitchens and bathrooms.
So there's a toilet out. You could fucking.
Buddy, I fucking
jackass there, that motherfucker.
So,
huh?
So there's like an active bathroom on the one side, but there is a toilet that's
just a demo toilet. Huh?
Great idea.
Right on.
Welcome
right
back
on.
To TGO Radio, everybody. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right, man. Doing all right.
This is I think we have 10 more recordings left this year, and we're done for the year.
And how many will that give us again? I don't know. I fucking ask you every week.
44.
That'll give us 44.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, that means there's only 2 months we didn't record this year. 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, no, we got... The year started with Worst Ofs.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right. We'll fill all the 52 time.
52 weeks will have been filled, yes. But we'll have 40. No, we'll have 46 shows this year.
Okay.
We'll have 46.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, because you're doing six. Or you got enough best of and shit to...
Right now I've got 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 4 in the can.
And those will get released at the end of the year there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our last show will air... Well... Our last show will broadcast on December 2nd.
Our last
show of the year.
Show of the year.
Yeah.
And then it's, so when are we coming back then?
January 19th.
Yeah.
So okay. We're October,
yeah.
November, December, January off.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's what we did all this for, these 2 days and all this year, so we could leave in October 19th.
Two-a-days, baby. They pay off.
Yeah. Could have been September, but we had to take time off to move studios, and we had to take a few weeks. Someone died, and we took a couple weeks for that. And
who died?
Fucking,
Yeah.
I almost forgot, too.
Yeah,
I got to cut that out.
You know what? No, I tell you what. I mean, I didn't forget, but time flies by so fast have to think.
No, I know.
You have to think. Was that this year? Was that last year? Dude, I'm telling you what. My dad's passing feels like it was 10 years ago already.
Well, it was just last year, right?
It was just last year. And it feels like it was 10 years ago. Oh, and I don't know if that's me or if that I
No, buddy,
know,
it's the, it it's the
Is it just the, is it just the way our lives are now because
Yes. Yeah. It's the middle of August and it was just March 1st. We didn't have a summer. Like if you're
been
someone,
a, been
who,
a weird summer. It has been weather-wise and shit.
If you're someone who loves the summertime, check local listings. But around here, you got fucked this year because it was still cold in June.
Yeah,
and it's almost September. You got fucked.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Anyway, everybody, we are. Broadcasting from the North Studios, TGO Radio North headquarters. I did go to the big casino up north the other last weekend.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it better?
I don't know where it's laid out weird.
It is laid out different than they're all laid out different.
It's a weird. Now that one just a little less, you know, closer to your old place,
mm-hmm.
is the size of a football field. I guess
they got a smaller one.
There's nothing to it. Yeah,
they got a smaller one. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've not been to that one. That's a...
There's no table games. It's all just slots.
Well,
the one by my old place didn't have table games either, did it? No, it didn't.
No, all slots.
Yeah.
But I went to that. I went to the big one. I said, you know what? I'm going to...
You went to the big casino, huh?
I went to the big casino there, huh?
Give it to me straight, Doc.
Oh, fucking...
Is it the big casino?
Oh, fucking Don Rickles put my head in a vice.
Dude, I saw that fucking clip when... I think you've seen this clip when Doc Severinsen is sitting in the guest chair and Johnny's at the desk. And I guess Don Rickles had been maybe guest hosting or had been on the show the night before and Johnny wasn't there. And he broke Johnny's pencil box.
Uh-oh.
And fucking Johnny... You never seen this clip when Johnny... When
the
Doc,
pencil box or the cigarette box?
He had a cigarette box that he used to hit with his pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets up and walks over across the way where he's filming, where Rickles is filming CPO Sharky. And
I have seen that. Oh, so funny. I have seen that. That's funny.
Oh, shit. God damn, boy, they just don't do that.
No.
She just ain't like that anymore, you know?
I know.
Mm.
I could tolerate Fallon for a minute, but then I got over that pretty quick.
You know what? For a few years, he was okay.
Yeah, I just, something, I don't know.
But it's, yeah.
It's, I don't know if he didn't, I don't know, I don't think he changed. I think I just went, you know, why am I watching this?
Yes.
You know, why am I?
Yeah.
Why am I still giving late night TV a chance? You know, like.
Exactly. Johnny went off the air. It was finished.
Because that's such an old guy thing to say, but I just... And Letterman was great until he insisted on telling you about his political views.
Yeah.
After that, I went, come on. But even Letterman was still... Had some must-watch stuff there in the last, you know, like when it was between Conan and Leno and...
I could not stand Leno.
No,
I couldn't stand that guy. I think I remember seeing him on Johnny Carson the first time, and I thought he was a grade A fucking doofus.
Never thought he was funny.
Yeah, never.
Never. I didn't think he was funny in any incarnation.
Nope.
No. Well, anyway, glad we got that out of it. But that's such an old guy thing to say.
I
drove past a store today, and it's, you know, they just closed. Now, this store had been, it's a tile store.
Yeah.
And it had been there since I was born.
Well, you said what, 71 years?
They had a big sign in the window that said, thank you for 71 years.
Yeah, well, we're only in our 50s, so.
And it's just gone.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit. It's just gone.
And that section of part of town that you're talking about has changed a lot since we were kids. Yeah. But it's those one little things, and there's always something like that somewhere. There's that one little thing that doesn't change, and when it does,
it kills you
inside because it's just...
It's 71 years, and no one cares.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... God, it's a long time. I mean, it's generations of people, and it's just... Nobody cares.
Yep.
That's a very old guy thing to say, but it's just, I'm feeling that more every fucking day.
Yep. You're a couple years behind me on that. Yeah. I'm trying really hard to not be like that.
Trying hard, Ringo.
I'm trying.
Trying hard to be the shepherd.
But man, it's just, it's tough. Yeah. And I see it. I see it coming. I can't imagine what I'm going to be like when I'm 65, 70 years old.
No,
it's or even just, 60, I guess, you know, it's, I mean, and I'm with you. I don't want to be that guy, but it's just, it fucking happens.
You gotta let me build a house out here, man. It's just gotta happen.
These kids kids get younger and younger and younger, and they act stupider and stupider and stupider.
My stepbrother's middle daughter called me up last week and goes, hey, can you officiate my wedding? I remember when she was still shitting her pants. You know what I mean? And now she's...
Wow. She like early 20s or something?
Yeah. 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 And I'm like, of course, darling, I'll officiate you. But like, you know, it's just... And then the one, like the youngest out of all the kids is just a sweet 16 party coming up. Like, how did it... And then I will be dead and no one will care. And it's just...
You know, I've thought a lot about that since my dad died. And generally speaking, yes, no one cares.
No.
You know, I've got a digital picture frame at work with pictures of everybody, you know, Trixie, family.
Yeah, sure.
The dogs, the cats, you know, pictures of my dad will pop up.
Do you have that old picture of me and you at Christmas about 35 years ago? Of course I do. That's in that. Where I'm that, wearing is, that, doctor, or that,
that is in that fucking rotation. Shirt, that is in that rotation.
That's a bad picture, I love that picture. Man. That's a bad picture. I'm such a fucking long-haired, mediocre doofus. And like a girl I know sent me a picture of myself from the long-haired days yesterday. And she goes, hey, look what I just found. And I go, ugh. She goes, you were hot back then. Shut up. And I go, mediocre youth. That was my only answer to her. Like,
I was sporting a fucking half a mullet.
Yeah, you were, buddy.
I was sporting half a fucking mullet.
We were. I heard you. We were here for a Christmas thing one year.
Did you know I had a mullet?
Well, you had half of one, I heard. I don't want to tell tales out of school.
A fucking mullet.
Didn't we have a Christmas thing or some family occasion in this house one time? And I brought with me and cut your hair?
What?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
During Christmas?
Maybe not Christmas, but it was some occasion where all the were here.
And you brought who?
This was one of the five future ex-wives.
Dude, I do not fucking remember.
Yeah.
Probably, but I don't remember.
I think power mullet was just getting started. That bordered on a skullet with him at the end.
He put some pictures up on the old Facebook the other day.
Does he have any concept of how bad that was? Tell me he does.
He put a couple pictures up on Facebook the other day. You know what? I should probably just pull those up for you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it
is a fucking disaster.
Oh, it's so funny.
Still got a Facebook, huh?
Yeah, God bless you. I don't. Whatever. I just don't fucking care anymore. All right, bae. But this is a trip he took. Actually, him and took a work trip out to Las Vegas back in like 2000. And there it is right there.
Motherfucker, dude.
He did a driving thing out there at the track. Now, that track was pretty new then, too.
Now that's young him.
Yeah,
He was a few years away from a skullet.
That forehead was getting bigger every day.
Those bangs are fighting for their lives on that picture. Holy fuck balls.
And I remember him telling me this story. Him and did not get back to their room till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Then they had to get up and get on a shuttle van to go do this at like seven.
Look how fucking.
Oh, it just fucking blazing, man.
Wow.
Up there in that hot fucking sun.
Hot. Ooh. Vegas, man. Hot, hot, hot.
Well, it was. Is there a date on this?
Oh, man.
That's
fucking wild.
It was November, but still, it would have been, you know, hell of a lot warmer there.
November of what year?
2000.
Oh, God. That's 23 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. We were at a thing together. We showed up at a thing together one time, and he showed up, and it was a long.
Skullet.
It was long mullet, but it was, dude, it was like the flyover shot from North by Northwest thin on top of his fucking head.
Dude, that's
And I'm here to tell you, I mean, that was the day I think I finally said to you, I go, what the fuck is going on?
That fucking hair in the back's like Travis Tritt fucking style. He's got that Wild Bill fucking look in the back.
Is that you or me, Montana? My money'd be on you.
Yeah. My money'd be on you.
You never go full Travis Tritt. Everyone knows that. look how mean he's scowling. Oh, what a
This picture right here. I remember him telling me about this and showing me those because I was so fucking hungover.
Oh, man. How fast was he going there, do you think?
You know, I don't remember.
He's on a racetrack in Vegas. And
I think he got to drive.
Wow.
But he said he went faster when he was in the double one. There's like they have special like double cockpit ones.
Oh, sure.
For a real drive to train you, tell you what to do and shit. And dude, I'm telling you what, a guy that I work with went up to Brooklyn, Michigan, to the NASCAR track and paid for one of these driving experiences. Man. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
You really got to fucking want it and be a fan, and I don't want it that bad.
No, I don't want
it. I would actually rather pay and do the IndyCar one, but my fat ass ain't getting in one of them at this age.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No, I would. Dude, I'd love to get in one of those cars. You know what? I'd probably kill myself in it because I'd want to hammer down.
I bet old fucking Skeletor there was... was pushing it weight-wise, though, I bet. He got big.
Yeah, he was...
I don't know.
I mean, he got... Well, there you go.
I mean, that's a big, fat melon head he's carrying on those shoulders.
I don't know, man.
I bet his back is killing him right there.
Fucking floor of that car is fighting for its life.
That
fucking little piece of plywood on the bottom of that car is, like, that far off the road.
Mother...
I don't know, man. AJ Foyt, IndyCar driver, got pretty fucking fat before he finally hung it up, man. I remember watching him wiggle his ass out of them fucking IndyCars.
He's like, all right, someone give me some Crisco so I can get into this fucking car, grease myself in.
Yeah, that was a great.
Man, what a great picture. Well, I do have some news here on TGO Radio if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, you know I am.
Are you?
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Jeff, there is a tragic sense of grief today
in
the Japanese adult film industry.
Uh-oh.
They are in mourning over the loss of a popular actress who died in an accident while shooting a scene from upcoming. Now, I don't know if this is real, but I found this and I couldn't find where it wasn't real. So I'm going to go forward on the assumption. She died while shooting a scene for an upcoming film. 23-year-old actress who remains unnamed due to Japanese laws. Due to Japanese laws requiring her next of kin to be formally notified first, which will be very funny in about 60 seconds. Died after drowning in semen.
No way. No way.
While shooting at a studio in Tokyo's Shinjuku district.
No fucking way.
Cameraman. Now, this story. First of all, you get a knock on the door, right? And it's like, we sorry to inform you. Your little angel has died.
Yeah.
She drowned in cum.
Remember your precious little angel that you carried on your shoulders into her first day of kindergarten?
Yeah, right. Well,
you might want to sit down.
Yeah.
Because this one's going to knock you on your ass fucking worse than the fucking Hiroshima bomb.
Cameraman from the shoot said the actress was filming a bukkake scene.
No kidding.
When the accident occurred. Camera crew said, for this scene, there were around 30 male actors lined up.
Didn't anybody give her mouth to cock?
Well, Jeff, funny you say that.
Yeah.
The actress was kneeling on the ground, and the actors were taking turns. The director insisted that they direct their semen into her mouth.
Well, that's pretty standard direction for a bukkake film.
Unfortunately, however...
All 30 of them come at once or something?
During the filming, the Japanese actress began to choke on the semen. According to witnesses, the camera crew stated...
I'm not giving her mouth to mouth. Fuck you.
Camera crew... Jeff, I got a paragraph coming up for that. It's going to blow your fucking mind, the wording of this. I just can't wait to get to it.
Who's reporting this?
Freespeechforum.com.
Okay.
So that was where I found
an impeccable source.
It was in a few places. Yeah, exactly. But it was in a few places. Okay. So I just clicked the first link.
Okay.
Unfortunately, however, during the filming, Japanese actress began to choke on the semen. Camera crew stated they thought she was actually acting, when in fact, she was unable to breathe. She had swallowed too much. Apparently.
Those kids trying to crawl back out of her throat.
The camera operator, I'm skipping ahead because I got to get to this sentence. The camera crew, the camera operator said the male actors panicked afterward, but fortunately, one of them was a skilled emergency medical responder.
Well, obviously not that skilled.
Before he became a porn star, the director said, quote, here it is. Here's the line. Quote, each word's a wonderland. He, quote, he tried to scoop as much of the semen out before starting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
I'm going to give you a pass on every mush mouth you get on this.
But it was too late. I fucking read that sentence last night and I went, even if we make nothing out of this story, scooped out as much as he could. I'm like, well, that bitch has got to fucking die. Sorry about it. Man, oh man.
Yeah, I mean, think of, you know what though, for like giving her, you know, the breathing part of the, you know, mouth to mouth resuscitation, you would get a really good seal. You know, I mean, you would.
Circus seal, am I right? That's what she was doing. There was,
I think she blew a seal.
But I said, fix the damn thing. Keep my private life out of it, okay, pal? Keep a data, nothing. But it was too late, Jeff. There was nothing anyone could have done. Bukkake is a word meaning to splash rudely.
Well, really?
There you go. Yeah.
To splash rudely.
Yeah. And has become one of the most popular forms of pornography. However, this incident is believed to be the first bukkake-related fatality on record.
Oh, I kind of doubt that. I really doubt that. I'm sure every single one of these fatalities goes reported.
Jeff,
can't just go bury her out behind the bada bing, you know?
Jeff... tried to scoop out as much as they could. And I read that sentence last night and I was in fucking hysterics.
I had a nickel for every time I'd said that, you know?
Oh. Just another day at the old porn shoot. Wait a minute. Come Young is drowning. Whatever her fucking name is. What's her name? Some soon.
come too soon. Suck and drown? I don't know.
You choke now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's brutal. Yeah, that would be... awkward to make that phone call.
Try to scoop out as much of the semen out before starting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Call the next of jizz. I mean, Ken.
But you show up at the, like, how's that, you know? I mean, come on.
We would like to offer you a copy of movie so you can witness your daughter's last moments.
Whew. Experts now say it's likely tougher regulation and safety measures will occur in the aftermath.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah, see, now you drag OSHA into this bullshit. And you can do a bukkake scene, but there's got to be, like, she's got to be wearing scuba gear.
I thought someone will come to that.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you. And that someone is Brian Wise.
How do you think I thought of it?
Yeah, now you know the rest of the story.
Got a snorkel hanging out of her fucking mouth while 30 guys are fucking covering her face. And then, of course, there's that one fucking Nick Manning asshole that grabs the end of the snorkel just plows a load into that snorkel and chokes her out.
Right in your mouth.
Drowning you out with fucking loads.
Oh, yeah. I fucking come, dropping. fucking loads right in your mouth. Eat every fucking drop. Slut. Suck it.
Director's looking over at the sound guy. Can we get the music turned up to drown out the sounds of her choking on this shit?
Fucking choke takes half an hour to come. What's this guy's problem? I was watching Jeopardy with Dad yesterday, and I was thinking of
yeah.
I was thinking of obscene Jeopardy topics we could do. Yeah.
How was the Love Boat?
When I tell you,
Jesus
I
Christ.
Suffered through 45 minutes of that fucking disaster.
And he was laughing.
He was. My father was laughing.
Yeah.
And his wife walks in at one point, and she goes, what are you guys doing in here? And I go, I don't know. He's watching this piece of shit Love Boat. Dick Van Patten. So here's some of the various stories going on. Okay.
Okay.
Now the problem
on the Love Boat?
Yes.
Okay.
Now the problem with a show like the Love Boat is after about 12 episodes, you've pretty much
got the
cashed out on anything realistic.
Right.
Okay. Tommy Smothers was one of the passengers.
Okay.
And he showed up with a briefcase filled with $10,000. And said he would give it to whoever introduced him to his wife on this voyage. But it turned out that he was scamming them just to meet hot young pieces of ass.
No shit.
He wasn't going to pay anybody. Okay? Now, second story was, Rue McClanahan is the uptight secretary, Dick Van Patten's uptight secretary.
Yeah.
And Dick Van Patten meets a hot, big-titted ignoramus piece of ass, and he wants to give the dumb hot bitch the fucking fastidious uptight bitch's job. So he spends the entire episode trying to scheme a way to fire the uptight chick, and come to find out Rue McClanahan's been in love with him the whole time.
Is that when she got fired then had to move in with those other three old chicks?
That's how it happened. Yes.
Yeah.
What was the other fucking
so apparently you paid attention.
I paid attention. Oh, I was just, I want to do a fucking video store on a Love Boat episode next year.
That's a great idea.
Oh.
That's a great idea.
And then another one of the plots was a teenage girl who had a long distance pen pal relationship with a friend that had moved, a guy friend that moved away. There, her and her mom were on the cruise, and she clandestinely invited the male friend. But it was a problem, Jeff, because now I don't want to tell, I mean, it was a problem.
But don't ruin the episode for me.
Well, no, she had to wear a brace because she has scoliosis.
Oh,
and she just could not find the strength to tell him, this boy, that she had scoliosis.
Huh?
Yeah. 45 minutes, two or three commercial breaks.
Of course.
I sat there till I couldn't fucking take anymore. And I went, I got to get the fuck out of here. I can't do this anymore. This garbage.
Well, then you had all the Captain Steubing and Gopher and Doc, all those hijinks going on. Whoa, who was the bartender?
Yeah, the
Isaac.
Isaac.
You know, I had that motherfucker up as my Facebook picture for a long time.
And 45 minutes. Now, I get over there, and he's watching Access Hollywood. So that's the first thing. Okay.
Hey, hang on. Pause. I got to ask you a question. All I can see is your dad sitting there in the living room of that house in a recliner watching a 19-inch old cathode ray tube TV. Tell me he's got a flat screen now.
He does.
Okay.
He does.
All right.
Yeah. For the last.
Does he still have the little table with the TV guide?
Oh,
flattened out and, you know.
Next to his chair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a picture of the motherfucker when I'm over there. But now he's got a TV tray on the other side of it that's got all of his medications on it.
got a fucking tube of Ben Gay, some Absorbing Junior, sorted bottles of pills.
It's just a Mr. Burns cocktail. Keep it fucking alive. So, yeah. So next time I'm over there, I'll take a picture.
It please do.
And then he's got a trash can right there. And then, like a tiny trash can. And then everything spreads over to the couch That's where he keeps his fucking Us Weekly and his, you know, and his, like, his women magazines.
What?
Yeah, but I'm telling you. And then every now and then he's got, like, a Popular Mechanics or something mixed in there. It is fucking, you know, because he's still a man.
Right,
know?
Yeah, it's, exactly. You know. Yeah, gotta show your balls at some point.
Just... could fucking not.
Wow.
So I show up and he's watching Access Hollywood, which is the first fucking thing. So I got 10 minutes of that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's Mario Lopez and fucking, you know, some Eesh. Chick and some black guy. And they got, you know, one of all of them because you have
right.
to do
you
that
gotta
now.
Have them all.
Yeah. And then now if you sit there long, I mean, you get there early enough, you get to see the fag who's trying to sell you, you know, merchandise. You know, you scan this QR code with your phone and you can get this handbag 80% off today or whatever.
Oh, right
it is.
On.
It is, it's the shits. And then Jeopardy comes on. Okay. So he'll sit and watch Jeopardy. I'll watch Jeopardy. And every time I get like two in a row, he goes, oh, you're showing off like that. You know, he's, you know.
Intelligent.
I tell you what, at one point yesterday.
Believe it or not. I actually did pay attention a little bit in school.
No, I didn't.
Contrary to popular belief.
Learned it all on my own, baby. Autodidact is what they call that. Learned it all on my own. Well, I got to be like 20 and I went, boy, am I dumb. I got to figure this out.
Can't figure this shit out. Fuck me.
Holy shit, am I stupid.
Fucking fat, drunk, and stupid. No way to go through life.
Yeah. So let me watch Jeopardy. And then he either watches like Rick Steves Europe or something.
Okay.
It's another fag in whatever European country he's in. And he takes you on a half hour whirlwind tour of the fucking country he's in. Or it's like the Love Boat or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yesterday he stopped on the Love Boat and
he knows he can change the channel, right?
He knows he fucking picked it. Oh, and he started with a game show called 25 Words or Less. It's hosted by Meredith Vieira. And
oh, my God. She's still around?
When I tell you, I almost flung myself out of that picture window in the front room. Oh.
Boy, 25 Words or Less, that's a game show for your dad, man. He don't say a lot.
Yeah, well, he was asleep when that came on. So anyway, He fucking roused himself and changed and
roused
found, and he changed and found the Love Boat, and it was an abortion. Wow, was it bad? Woo.
Let's see. A mother makes a shocking discovery walking into her son's room to find a dead woman wrapped in plastic.
Yes. Well.
Wow. Yeah, okay, well, boy, that turned quickly.
What up, bop, ba da bop, death. All right.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that took a turn, didn't it?
Mom, I can explain.
Well, no, hang on, it gets better.
When wrapped in plastic, her son nowhere to be found.
No. Nope. 26-year-old son still has a room at home. That's the first thing I want to tell you.
They had found. Police got the call yesterday at 1:15 in the afternoon from the 2200 block of Wall Street in South L.A. Investigators say the suspect's mother smelled what she thought was gas coming from her son's room.
Well, you know, in a manner of speaking, it was.
Yeah.
You know, funny story. When a corpse has been sitting around for a while,
they tend to start leaking things.
Yes, they tend to start expelling various liquids, fluids and gases.
Gases. Yes. It happens. Oof.
Man, that smells weird. Let me walk into Jeffrey Dahmer's room and see what's going on in here.
Hey, at 1:15 in the afternoon from the 2200 block of Wall Street in South L.A., investigators say the suspect's mother smelled what she thought was gas coming from her son's room. She went inside and discovered the body of a 30-year-old woman identified by authorities as Hannah Rachel Collins. Paramedics pronounced Collins dead at the scene.
No, she's dead!
What gave it away? The plastic wrap?
Yes, well.
Police are now searching for the homeowner's 26-year-old son as a suspect in this homicide investigation.
Yeah, I don't think he was at work. Let me just put it to you that way. I'm being handed an email now.
Ah.
Dear TGO Radio, being wrapped in plastic is more uncomfortable than it sounds. Sincerely, Laura Palmer.
Okay.
Very good. She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
I only walked around saying that for about 25 fucking years. Doug, hold on to that one, would you? She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
Jeff, they had to scoop all the cum out of her mouth.
This one had cum in her mouth?
No, the Japanese porn star girl. Yeah, they had to scoop. They had to scoop out as much as they could.
How could you?
Do you ever think Sasha Grey ever went, I know, wait a minute. I mean, we're getting to a point here where it's just a little, you know, it's a little much.
Well, I don't know. This bukkake seems kind of dangerous.
Does all this bukkake smell like sushi? Oh. Most honorable lord, chunky like sushi. Gross! I'm going to drop a load on a girl's face, but gee whiz. I'm not trying to choke her out.
God damn.
Tona Beach woman is accused of dousing herself with soda in an effort to wash away DNA.
Yeah? How'd that work out?
Well, if the Japanese only would have thought of that.
Just that Japanese girl wish she had some of that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I said put some coke down her throat. I said put a bunch of coke down her throat.
I heard you. Director San?
Her roommate's blood. Police say she killed him inside their home.
No, he's dead.
Fox 35's Marie Ettinger is live at Daytona Beach Police Headquarters tonight. Why? So, Marie, you spoke with neighbors. What did they say?
Nothing of fucking use.
Nothing useful.
By the way, she's 35.
Uh-huh.
With a front neck tattoo. So, you know, she's...
No regrets.
Thank you so much for saying that.
It's my credo.
No
regrets.
No regrets. Yeah. Not even one?
Not even one. Uh-oh, that kid was proud of that tattoo,
he
man.
Sure was, man. You guys are getting paid?
Not even one.
She's 35.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that, because I thought about that scene last night when I was reading this. I'm so glad you said that. The roommate she killed, 79.
What?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a challenge there.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was going to lose a
right.
Test. Yeah, a test of strength or anything.
No, I think I can take him. Do ya?
Do is knock his walker out from under his fucking feet. I think I can take him. Maybe a show title in minute 47. I think I can take him.
I think so. I'm only fucking 80 years old. Goddamn, I hope you can.
I hit the tennis balls that go on his walker. He slips flying all over the place.
Ooh.
I think I can take him. Challenged him to tests of strength.
At Daytona Beach Police Headquarters tonight. So, Marie, you spoke with neighbors. What did they say?
crap.
The neighbors told me they are still trying to figure out why this happened.
Listen, why don't you let the cops do that, dumbasses, okay? Not your job. Go back in your fucking hut and shut up.
Go back in your hut.
Neighbors, oh, we're still trying to figure it out. Why? Why?
Why don't you mind your business?
Thank you. Shut up.
Why don't you endeavor to not kill someone today? Oh, I think I cracked a case.
Yeah, did you know, Sherlock? Thank you.
Thank you. Benedict Cumberbatch, yeah. Thanks for your help.
Just like the idiots that figured out 5 hours after it happened, it was a giant space laser that set fucking half of Maui on fire. No, we cracked it. They're not going to tell you the truth, but we got video of it. Really? Looks like a fucking excerpt from Battle of the Planets from fucking 1980.
You know how many times I saw 15 Minute City on Twitter last weekend? Oh, my God. Until my asshole hurt.
Jesus Christ. Everybody's a fucking detective. Everybody's got the internet, and everybody can figure everything out. Go fuck yourselves. Just go back to watching Japanese Bukkake and shut the fuck
shut
up.
The fuck up.
Me, they are still trying to figure out why this happened. Police think they've figured out who did it, but I do want to mention that woman.
Police think they figured out that they could just sit back and let the neighbors take care of this. Now, wait a minute, guys. We're fucking busting our asses for nothing.
I can sit back and let the neighbors do this. I can collect this $23,000 a year and do nothing.
Go fucking interview those assholes, fill out a report, turn it into the chief, then we're out. We're done.
Smith, that's a promotion. Nice work, boys.
Nice work, boys.
Who did it? But I do want to mention that woman's lawyer is now saying she is not competent to stand trial.
All right, well, I'm listening.
Daytona Beach police say they found 79-year-old Michael Sarasoli dead upstairs in a burnt room with blunt force trauma.
In a burnt room?
Trauma to his head and multiple stab wounds.
Man, she fucking really made sure, huh?
Yeah.
She could have just tripped him.
Yeah.
She went all Lizzie Borden on him. She could have just fucking, you know.
He must have put up a slight struggle.
Yes. Must have put up a hand. So she OJ'd him 45 more times. Yeah.
Did that shaky old guy thing.
It was stabbed 75 times, only one defense wound. Yeah, I know. He was old. He's frail, get it?
To Sarasoli's roommate, Nicole Max. Police say when they found her, she was covered in blood, had weapons.
That's something that happened to me. I'd be 70 with a 30-year-old female.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's something that happened.
So oh, yeah.
So I could watch her walk around all day.
That's your destiny.
Fucking, oh, Jeff. Fucking, you know.
I can read the text right now. Dude, I found a roommate, 35. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Then the text stops.
She's got a neck tat. This is no regrets.
Then like a month later, I finally go check on you.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What is that smell? Yeah.
Smells like Burger King onion rings.
I took a shower today. Fuck you. I went home and took a shower, actually. I was like, you know, maybe I better. Maybe I'll change my mood. You know, if I'm showered up.
Is that before or after the neighbor kid asked you for a loan?
This crazy motherfucker caught me in the street, this little kid, right? He goes, hey, do you like to fish? And I'm like, no, buddy, I stink at it. I never really have liked it too much. So I'm like, all right, now get out of the way because I'm trying to back into the driveway. And then he's like, just follow me, asking me questions. He's like, well, what do you keep in your garage? Fucking hoodlum piece of shit. I swear to God, if I see one of those fucking kids, I'm going to firebomb that house.
Yep. Hey, thanks for tuning into this last episode of TGO.
No, we got 9 more to do. No, goddamn.
Well, you'll be in the joint. They're firebombing the house.
Head and multiple stab wounds. Evidence on scene led police to Sarasoli's roommate, Nicole Max. Police say when they found her, she was covered in blood, had weapons on hand, and didn't keep her story straight at all.
She and Lizzie Borden them.
Sounds to me like she's not competent to stand trial whatsoever.
What?
Let's just let her go.
Fucking Lizzie Borden was, so, you know, what was that, 1890 or 1888 or whatever it was? Fucking Lizzie Borden goes, all that blood? It's my period stuff.
Yeah.
And they fucking are like, all right, set her free. They were so uncomfortable hearing about it. You know?
Ooh, that's all right. That's all right. Okay, we got it.
Lizzie, what'd you burn that dress for? I don't know what you're talking about. Period stuff. I can't. Well, all right. Set her free. What? Really? What? Are you fucking kidding me with Lizzie Borden already?
An officer said they'd be connecting DNA evidence. They said Max asked for a drink, so they gave her a soda, which she poured on herself in an effort to get rid of the DNA.
That'll do it. That's smart. Fucking. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of this fucking Rhodes Scholar.
This forensics.
You got to shut your mouth.
Forensic. I can't get it out. I'm not even going to say it.
I mean, you know, when it's that bad.
This DNA expert.
You know, when it's that bad, you know what I got to do to you, don't you?
I know.
I got to do it to you. I got to do it to
bad. I think I just had a revelation with this.
Oh!
It's not necessarily the entire song I hate. It's those fucking 1970s electronic drums that sound like they are off the first Casio keyboard I ever owned.
Really?
Yep.
Come on, man. You don't like Rappin' Duke?
Nah, you know, I changed my mind. The whole thing's a piece of fucking shit. Darfur. Forensics expert.
Whoa!
Got it.
Trauma to his head and multiple stab wounds. Evidence on scene led police to Sarah Soli's roommate, Nicole Max.
Hey, how you doing?
Police say when they found her, she was covered in blood, had weapons on hand, and didn't keep her story straight at all.
Come on, what are you talking about? Yeah.
When officers said they'd be connecting DNA
This is why I hate local news, by the way. So right before they give you the fucking, she poured up Diet Mountain Dew on herself, they show someone opening a can because local news is hacky fucking garbage.
Fucking so bad.
For a drink, so they gave her a soda, which she poured on herself in an effort to get rid of the DNA.
Kind of hard to believe they took this woman who thought she was not competent to stand trial, huh? That's hard to believe.
It reminds me of that scene in The Sopranos when Big Pussy and Tony shoot fucking Matt Bevilacqua. For fucking shooting Chris.
Who fucking deserved to die on that show more than Bevilacqua?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus
Christ. Who was the guy that killed the whore, the pregnant girl outside the bottom? Bing, though. He, too, also deserved to die.
Oh, that was not Richie Aprile, but, I hated that dude. I can't.
That scene where he kills her is tough business, man.
Yeah, I'm drawing a complete blank on that character's name. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, he deserved to die, too.
Oh, yeah.
Collecting DNA evidence, they said Max asked for a drink, so they gave her a soda, which she poured on herself in an effort to get rid of the DNA.
Bulletproof.
The elderly man's neighbors told me they couldn't believe something like this would happen to someone like him.
Could they believe that at 79 he had a 35-year-old woman walking around the fucking house? Like, could they believe that? Was that in his character at all?
Sometimes he sits on the porch like I do and just sit down, relax, and that's it.
Melham Farha.
What did you say?
He was sitting on the porch.
He is an Army veteran. He served in Desert Storm. And even he's shaken up by this.
Once you know someone and then he's not there, it's like, wow, you know.
It's like, wow, you know.
Deep insight.
Yes. Jeez, thanks for that profound fucking reflection.
Here's her picture. And this girl was hot at one point. And I'll tell you before I show you the picture, hope you agree with me when I say this. She is just starting to turn. Okay?
Kind of like that banana that's just starting to get the brown spots.
Just starting to turn.
I went right to that neck tat.
You were looking for it, weren't you? No regrets.
Yeah, I'd agree with that assessment.
Uh-huh. Yep, she's just starting to go bad.
It's really brutal, yeah.
What is that like for you, living feet away from that?
Well, I don't have a fucking 35-year-old miscreant living with me, so I feel pretty safe, frankly.
Lock my doors at night,
I don't allow, you know, just so I can watch pieces of ass walk around my house. I don't fucking allow them to, you know.
4-year-old daughter and whatnot, so it's just scary.
At first, Max pleaded not guilty to her roommate's murder, but now her lawyers are arguing she can't aid in her defense and isn't mentally competent to stand trial.
Of course not.
No.
The neighbors you heard from both told me that police are patrolling the area more frequently now.
What?
And they hope that keeps
up. It wasn't a random break-in. It was some whore he let crash there so he could watch her walk around.
Guy tries to fucking take one of our planes down with a shoe bomb, and we all have to take off our shoes forever in perpetuity when the guy already tried to fucking do it. Nobody's going to do it anymore. What are you patrolling for?
She poured Diet Mountain Dew on herself, thinking it would get the DNA off of her. Come to find out, her lawyer thinks she's not fit to defend herself in court. I tend to disagree. I think I tend to agree, actually. The neck tattoo is what gave it away, frankly.
A peacock predicament for the village of Pinecrest.
A lot of peas, the feathery resident.
Shut up.
Lots of peas. Well,
lots of peas.
Don't fucking blame me. It's these assholes at this local fucking news station.
More peas.
God damn it. All right, Doug, whoever finds it first, me or you.
Yeah, he
more
looks,
peas.
He looks like he's looking real hard.
More peas.
Boy, that's an old bit.
Well, you know what? I'll see if I can find that. But whoo, that's from Bob and Tom. That is Spit Take Theater.
Yeah,
and I think it's called. Oh boy,
that's from the fucking mid-90s, man.
Oh, let's see. Oh boy,
dude, that fucking expose thing that. When you'd sent that to me, the Twitter link to it, I had seen it on the YouTube earlier that day from what when they were.
What are we talking about, buddy?
That when that thing from Q95 about Bob and Tom when they first started out.
Oh, jeez.
Boy, fucking
Christ, man.
Young Tom Griswold was.
He's hateable, right?
He's kind of fucking into himself,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, man. Oof, he was fucking
that jacket
hateable.
And those glasses around his neck?
Yeah,
he's what a fucking douche.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Let's see. The life of Tom Griswold at parties. We've played that a lot.
Oh, that's so funny.
But not for years.
Hey, Leck.
Now I got to play it.
And now, an exciting new miniseries.
And over there is the hors d'oeuvre table and wet bar, and I probably shouldn't say this, Tom, but make yourself at home.
Hey, thanks. Hey, wait till you hear these new jokes. They're great. I wrote them.
Boy, I'd love to, but listen, I've got all these guests to
take. Did you hear about the championship bout coming up?
No.
Yeah, Mike Tyson versus Valerie Bertinelli. To tell you the truth, I've never seen her box, but I bet you Eddie Van Halen could
oh,
tell
that's,
you.
Oh, that's great. Listen, I've got to run.
Hey,
okay?
wait. Well, I guess I'll just...
Excuse me, Mr. Griswold.
Uh-huh.
But I met you at the Boston concert, and I think you're just...
Based on a true story, that right there, by the way.
Jeez. I
did the not know that. The epic blockbuster kiss-and-tell, no-holds-barred miniseries of the season destined to make television history. The life of Tom Griswold at parties.
Hey, any of you guys in the band know Bitchin' Guy?
Please behave yourself. There's some very important people here tonight. I don't want you to... Tom! Now where the hell did he...
Hey, look, everybody. Yeah, it must have been all that corn I had last night.
Oh, wait. Hey, anybody got a Minolta? Tom, get out of there!
Minolta?
The miniseries that's not afraid to tell the whole shocking truth. Based on the best-selling novel, The Winds of Griswold. The story that just
something.
Had to be told.
The Winds of
The Life
Griswold.
Of Tom Griswold.
I have always wanted to call a book The Winds of Griswold. God damn it. That was just always so funny to me.
Man. The story that just had to be told. The Life of Tom Griswold at parties.
Now, I know I shouldn't do this, but Tom, I'd like you to meet our guest of honor, Mother Teresa.
It's very nice to meet you, young man.
Yeah, I know.
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 It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Mother.
Hey, Mother.
Had to be told. The life of Tom Griswold at parties.
Now, I know I shouldn't do this, but I'd like to meet our guest of honor, Mother Teresa.
It's very nice to meet you, young man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Mother, I know you work in a lot of underdeveloped countries, but I want to ask you something. Does this look underdeveloped to you? Bet you don't have pythons this size in India.
The Life of Tom Griswold at Parties, starring Omar Sharif as Bob, Faye Dunaway as Christy Lee, Paul Newman as Chick McGee, and in the title role of Tom Griswold,
Burt Convy.
I'd like you to meet Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Henry, babes. Hey, I won't ask you where you got that tie, but I bet the guy couldn't guess your weight at the state fair this year, what?
That's a very old joke. You tell it badly. I don't like your radio show.
Hey, shut up!
Hey, I'm making you right at home, Henry. Zeke Heil.
I'd also like to introduce Mr. Leck Valenza.
Hey, Leck, nice mustache. I guess you must have picked
Tom, he can't understand what you're saying. He's Polish.
Oh, sorry, Leck. I'll talk slower. You look kind of down, Leck. What's the matter? Was your bowling league canceled tonight?
Listen, it's getting late. Hadn't you better be...
Hey, the night's young. I'm going to be here all night. What are you talking about? Hey, Leck. Bet you never had a Polish sausage this size before.
The Life of Tom Griswold at Parties. Coming soon.
Warning to viewers, this miniseries contains adult language and sexually explicit scenes, along with violence, frontal nudity, and an excessive amount of disgusting bodily functions, excretions, and noises. Parental discretion is therefore advised.
God, that's just classic.
We used to play that a lot.
Man, that's classic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Hello and welcome to Spit Take Theater.
Yes.
This week's Spit Take Theater presentation, A Death in the Family.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot for letting me stay here until we get Mom's memorial service put together.
Oh, no problem here.
Really appreciate it.
After all, you're my little brother.
Well, thanks.
It's okay.
Man, it's just all so sudden. Last time I talked to her, she was in great health.
No, she was sick. Kind of sick, but she just wasn't one to...
Yeah.
Wasn't one to complain, really.
I had no idea.
I enjoy you, being here. It's kind of lonely here without Mom around.
I bet. So, probably pretty quiet around here, huh?
Yeah, it's very, very quiet.
And by the way, this is delicious. I didn't realize what a cook you are.
That is good, isn't it?
Oh, it's one of the best meals I've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. Meat is most unusual.
More peas?
No, 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 thanks.
More peas.
Listen, while we're on the subject of Mother,
something
I've kind of been needing to tell you.
What's that?
Well, I've got a confession to make. I never really cared for Mother.
You never really cared for Mother.
Well, I mean, I know I never talked about it. But...
What do you mean? You've had two helpings.
This has been... Spit Take.
You're Christy.
For another edition of Spit Take.
Oh, my God.
You've had two helpings.
Fucking God, boy, they were just on fire in those days.
A peacock predicament for the village of Pinecrest.
A lot of peas. The feathery residents are known to scratch up homes and cars and leave...
Lots of peas, baby!
These fucking people.
Big messes on driveways.
Yeah, not nice. But as CBS News Miami's Trish Christakis reports, a new program is hoping to curb the neighborhood nuisance.
Pinecrest is being overrun by peacocks. The village is looking to do something about it. County Commissioner Raquel Regalado says they're calling Peacock Population Control a pilot program to start in about a month.
Well, have they considered, I don't know.
Shooting them?
Reaching out to Lee Harvey Oswald for some fucking suggestions? Charles Whitman? Anyone? God, fucking shoot them.
Again, an animal is not wreaking havoc on your town.
No.
You're letting it happen
because
you want the fucking attention.
Do any of you people know who Charles Whitman was?
None of you dumbasses know.
None of you dumbasses know. Private cowboy.
Sir,
He was that guy who shot all those people from that tower in Austin, Texas, sir.
That's affirmative.
That's affirmative. Charles Whitman killed 12 people from a 28-story observation tower at the University of Texas from distances of up to 400 yards. Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was? Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy.
Private Snowball, the black kid. Fucking hilarious.
You know, I have not watched that movie in a long time. Jeff, it's time.
It's time.
Oh, what? Yeah. Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir.
That's right. And do you know how far away he was?
Sir, it was pretty far from that book suppository building, sir.
All right, knock it off. 250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot?
Private Joker.
Private Joker.
Sir, in the Marines, sir!
In the Marines, outstanding! Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
A peacock predicament for the village of Pinecrest.
A lot of peas. The feathery residents are known to scratch up homes and cars and leave big messes on driveways.
Yeah, nice. But as CBS News Miami's Trish Christakis reports, a new program is hoping to curb the neighborhood nuisance.
Why didn't she say problem?
Pinecrest is being overrun by peacocks. The village is looking to do something about it. County Commission.
Yes. Well, they all start by buying a box of bullets and a fucking Remington, maybe. I don't know.
Fucking flamethrower, man.
Oh, you fucking just like...
Fucking Maui those babies. All you see are those fucking skinny-ass pink legs and these black fucking blobs sitting on top of them.
Just fucking...
The surprised-ass look on their face.
Scorched feathers. Oh... Fucking DiCaprio, you know, with that flamethrower at the end. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's a movie I can't watch enough. I love the piss out of
it. I've not seen that in a long, long time.
They're calling Peacock Population Control a pilot program to start.
Lots of peas!
In about a month. Well, what exactly does this entail?
The shotgun blast to the fucking cranium. From a distance of up to 250 yards.
Vasectomies for the male peacocks.
That's right.
So we did a lot of research with Fish and Wildlife to see if we could move them, if we could find a sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
And in that process, we were able to find that this was a viable solution.
Some neighbors complained that
you
peacock.
You know what?
Jeff?
You know it's cheaper than performing vasectomies on peacocks?
What's that?
A box of fucking bullets.
Oh. May sound a little something like this.
Give one of those give one of those solved. Motivated Marines a box of bullets for his rifle.
Outstanding.
They're gonna fucking waste time and money to do fucking vasectomies.
Yep.
On peacocks.
$7,500 a month.
Have they consulted the Catholics on this? Because they're big on that procreation shit.
None of you dumbasses know.
But I don't think they give a fuck about
a peacock
the animals.
Predicament village of Pinecrest.
Peacocks are scratching up homes and cars and creating messes on their driveways.
Yeah.
While others say this is ridiculous.
Time to die.
No, well, you know what? You fucking.
It's time to die.
You built a house and put a driveway right through their home, so go fuck yourself.
You know what? No, fuck them.
Things, cruelest things I've ever heard of. You don't do that. Mother Nature takes care of it. You
no, it
like
doesn't.
Stuff
you fucking hippie idiot. Don't you have a bomb to smoke somewhere? Get fucked. What are you doing driving a car anyway? Shouldn't you be riding a tricycle somewhere or a fucking unicycle, you fucking hippie buffoon? Kiss my ass.
Guy's got nothing better to do. He's waiting for his electric car to charge up.
Yeah. Set his garage on fire. How many more Teslas have to set houses on fire and garages?
Fucking... Dude, there was an article I read earlier this week about a guy lives up in Canada and bought like one of the Ford or Chevy electric trucks. Was trying to, you know, do the right, not the right thing, but whatever, you know, the pressure that's on you.
Yeah,
you know, okay, you know, I'll give this, I'll, you know. So he bought a, one of them fucking $70,000 electric fucking Ford trucks. He was going to use it for his business. And this guy has some cash, you could tell from the article.
Yeah, sure.
You know, he's going to use it for his business and then use it for personal shit. Oh, yeah. And so coming from Canada, he and his family planned a trip down into the States.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking horrors that this man recounted.
Good fucking dummy.
Trying to find fucking charging stations. When something went wrong, the dealerships will not fucking touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Nope, they don't give a fuck.
Ooh, you can stick those electric cars right up your fucking ass. Let the thing grow organically.
Yeah.
Let it grow organically. Don't shove them down our fucking throats.
It's not, they're not ready.
Nope.
That's the only thing.
Mother Nature takes care of it.
Oh, fuck
you don't
off.
Like the way their stuff smells? Move away.
Get fucked, you contrarian asshole.
I don't like it. Move away.
There's a guy who's
Why don't you get a 35-year-old roommate?
It's a guy who's not getting shit on his driveway. Fuck this guy. And his suffering wife, because you know she's fucking suffering.
Their stuff smells, move away.
Get
exotic
fucked.
Animal veterinarian Don J.
Exotic animal veterinarian. But he's got a big house, man.
Oh, yeah.
Vasectomies is natural and safe.
An actual procedure.
No, actually, it's the exact opposite of natural. If vasectomies were natural, they would have been born sterile. They were born to reproduce.
To reproduce. That's their goal.
So vasectomies, nowhere near natural. In fact, once you would, you know, introduce a sharp implement to a being's body, it ceases being a natural act.
Ceases being natural. Yes.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've heard today. And we did a story about a girl who drowned in cum.
I mean, I don't know, unless you're penetrating some poor fucking girl with your needle dick.
I fucking, you know, I could only hope. I'd have to have her mount me on my couch and do all the work at this stage of the game. Just stick your dumb tits in my face and let me, you know, mangle them with my mouth while you're doing all the work.
I'll give a slight gurgle when I'm done. So,
anywho. Ooh, look at the time.
Ooh, time for the love boat. Uh-oh. Shit again. Ooh. Well, now, come on. Dude, I tell you, I was driving home last night from work and fucking raised one cheek up to go. I'm like, oh, nope.
Nope.
No. If I do that, this is going to be a squishy ride home. Oof.
That could also be a show title.
Squishy ride.
Squishy ride home.
Oh, boy.
Exotic animal veterinarian Don J. Harris says giving them vasectomies is natural and
it's
safe.
Not
an actual procedure. Takes me about...
Might be safe, but it's not natural at all.
About 3 to 5 minutes per side. It's quick, it's easy, and it's benign. The peacock doesn't know anything happened when he wakes up.
A procedure on...
I fucking...
Oh, it's benign. I thought he was going to say, you know, seriously, I thought he was going to say, it's bananas. I did. I just thought he was going to say that.
Oh, it's bananas.
Oh, it's bananas.
Oh, my God. It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
It's a lot of bees.
It's a lot of bees. Fuck off. Local TV hack.
12 females from reproducing. Regalado says if the vasectomy plan works in Pinecrest, it could be implemented in other counties, including South Miami and Coral Gables.
I'm gonna do it in San Francisco with all the homeless. I'm just praying for a flood to wash it all away,
hey,
man.
If you don't like their smell, move.
No, I did. I'm here. I'm not there. I don't even go to a fucking Niners game. They're not even in San Francisco anymore.
Fuck no. They're like,
no, they went where all the white people are. Same thing the Braves did. They got fucking smart. They went, fuck this, we're out of here. I'm going to go where all the rich white people are. Yes, we are.
I remember flying out to San Francisco. Well,
flying out to San Francisco.
Had to fly into California to do some training one time. And the Thursday night, you know, because flight left Friday morning to come home. And so I booked a hotel close to the airport in San Francisco. Ooh.
Yeah. A little gnarly, huh?
That was a little gnarly.
It was starting to turn even then, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that hadn't been that long ago. Five, six years ago.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it was a little frightening.
Uh-huh. I bet.
Yeah.
Implemented in other counties, including South Miami and Coral Gables.
The peacock population has now exceeded the carrying capacity of the environment.
So it's off my pants. My pants have exceeded the carrying capacity of their fabric.
I think you need a pantsectomy there, Chief.
Pantsectomy.
What I want to know in all this is...
let's get serious for a minute.
Let's get serious for a minute.
On TGO Radio, everybody.
I want to know what happens to all these... What happens to all these peacock Vos Deferons that they cut out? Where do they go?
Rigatoni.
See. On special today, we have calamari.
I had calamari once.
You didn't care for it?
Nobody.
If you get it good, like if you're out on the coast or something and get it, it's a lot better. It's like it's like eating a deep fried rubber band, deep fried O-ring.
Sincerely, the Challenger crew.
Oh, that was so fun.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm especially proud of that joke. I think enough time has passed we can start making Challenger jokes again. I have to bleep the name out, but I went to in Chicago.
Okay.
We had dinner that first night at a little Italian place because that's who she was.
You're talking about when? When did this
happen? Oh, this is 1,000 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And she was subleasing an apartment with another girl that was right on Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
I sat up in her bed in the morning and there was the lake. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But we had dinner that first night, and I tried some of her, and it did nothing for me. No.
Jesus Christ, that apartment back then probably went for 10 grand. Can't imagine what it goes for now.
At the time, it was selling for, now this is, I mean, you know, she was still, you know, just out of college or what. I mean, that, well.
Early twos?
She might not have been out of Columbia. Jeff, I had a Nokia shell cell phone, I can tell you that. You know, like the old Nokia.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I logged into Google for the first time in a long time the other day, and there was a message from her from last summer asking if I had sent her this graphic novel, and I go, oh yeah, that was like a year later. I'm like, oh yeah, that was. She asked how I was. I said fat.
Yeah.
And in a bad mood, always. I said, you have any casinos? Jesus Christ. I mean,
sorry.
I said, if you have any casinos near you, I'll come out and we'll gamble together.
Where is she?
Chevy Chase, Maryland. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't live in D.C. That's where all the filth is. Oh, my God. She's got kids. You can't live in D.C. if you got little kids, man.
No, Jesus.
You can't. You just
like living in Chicago, man.
Not if you love your kids,
right,
anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can live there, if you don't, if you have money and little kids and choose
money,
to
money,
live...
money, 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 money. I'm sorry, you said that as a first thing. Money. SpongeBob.
That wasn't bad. If you have money and little kids and choose to live in a city like that, you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
She got smart. She got the fuck out. She was like, I'm going to go get a house with a pool out in Chevy Chase.
So does she still, like, what does she do?
She works for the Library of Congress.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Yeah. She's actually testified before Congress a couple times. And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, buddy. Like, I mean, you know, I should have, you know. And it never could have happened, one, because... I think she was 19 when I met her. And even then she was smarter than I was in my late 20s. So it could have never worked because she'd have been smarter than me from the jump, And eventually would have went, why am I tolerating this imbecile? Right?
Right.
But I should have hitched my wagon to that girl early, man. She's a fucking superstar. But she's always been. Yeah. Since I've known her, she's been a fucking superstar. In her teen years.
That was the one you got the, one of the cats from, right?
Yes, I got Buckley.
Buckley from her. Yeah.
Yep, I did.
Yep.
Yeah, that girl was the way to go. And I in the end, really, some ill-tempered fatso. Get out of beat it. I'm going to send her that clip. Try to fuck her. All right. Anyway, just shoot the, shoot them. I think is where we're going with that one.
Shoot the peacocks?
Yeah, man. I think we just have to.
What about the peacons?
There you go. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking
There's
for.
There's one right problem there. Solved.
Yeah, one problem solved. Well, everybody, we're going to stop here. It's 7:10 on the East Coast. And I think we had fun today.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we did pretty good here today.
Did all right, man.
Did a decent piece of work here. We'll say goodbye. We'll say goodbye. And we'll see you next week for episode 36, tying an all-time record in a single season.
Yeah.
Episodes of shows. And we will see you then on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over?